Good morning and good moyed. We're continuing Chayadim, a klaus on Bates, and we're learning Tzimin Beis. So the Chayadim spoke about the mitzvah of standing up for Talmud Chacham, which is regardless of his age. Now he moves into the mitzvah of standing up for somebody who is elderly, even though he's not a Chacham. He says, "V'chein mitzvah asay lokum ibnei seva." There's a mitzvah asay to stand up for a person who is a seva, dahainu ben shiva mishana, which means he's 70 years old. There isn't a rizal, but the rizal says that the age, that the chiyuv kima starts from the age of 60. The chiyuv kima for a person who's elderly starts from the age of 60. And there are many poskim which are choshish for the shita of the rizal. The Chayalim goes with the straight halacha, which says that the shear is for him, they say, but tokum. And the Mishnah says that seva, it comes at the age of 70 years old. I feel who am oritz, muvash lo yi arosha. This din is not tied to the fact that he's a chacham, as we saw before, that a chacham, there's a chiyuv kima for him, even when he's younger. So this mitzvah of standing up for somebody, obviously, is not tied to the fact that he's a talmid chacham. And this, as long as he's not a Rasha, was a person who's going connected to the Torah mitzvahs, so that there is a mitzvah to stand up for him. There's a question which the person grapple with is nowadays, when people should not share Torah mitzvahs, the chiyuv to stand up for them, for the elderly person, is because he's an Amoritz, but he keeps the mitzvahs. This person not keeping the mitzvahs, even if you'll give him a din of a tinnik shenishba, we're not faulting him for the lack of kiyum, because he doesn't know better. But the fact that he's not keeping the mitzvahs, so maybe that's the reason that there's not a chiyuv to stand up for him. And that's the assumption of many poskim, there's not a chiyuv to stand up for such an individual. However, if that person does attempt to do the right thing, he tries to do what he knows of Torah mitzvahs, even though he's not knowledgeable, so that would go into the concept of this din of an Am Ha'aretz, that there is a chiyuv to stand up for him. Okay. Now the Chayyarim continues and says, and this is based on the Gemara Kedushin, V'yam zokein nochri mehadron oisoy b'dvor menoisim lo yad l'samchay. So the simple reading of the Chayyarim is that a elderly person who's not Jewish, it's appropriate to help the individual, and you speak to him in a way which shows respect. The Gemara says, why is that? Because even though he is not keeping Torah mitzvahs, he's not Jewish, but he's learned a tremendous amount about life through the experiences of a lifetime. And because of that wisdom which is in him, from the inherent wisdom which comes with being elderly, he deserves some element of respect. There's not a din kima. This is the language of the Shulchan Aruch. In the case that this is the same language that the Chayyarim says is the same language that the Shulchan Aruch. The Bach points out that there's no din of kima, and he says you should not stand up for him, but you do greet him. You do give him respect. You do help him if he needs help. The lashon of the Torah is a person should stand up for him slightly. So, according to the Torah, there is some element of kima. But the language of the Chayyarim follows the language of the Shulchan Aruch, which would indicate that he holds that there's not a din kima in that situation. Now, this inyan of giving him kavod, the interesting question is, does this require that the person is present? In other words, am I giving the kavod in order that he should feel that he's being mechubed? It's in order to give him the emotion of receiving kavod? Or it's my chiyuv to give a kavod because I'm seeing something which is respectable. I have a chiyuv to give a kavod, whether the person is aware of it or not. The person is walking by in a way that he doesn't notice me. Do I have a chiyuv to give this kavod? So the assumption when it comes to Talmud Chacham is that I'm giving kavod to Torah. So that chiyuv is a chiyuv incumbent upon me, independent, totally not connected to whether that person is aware of it or not. However, in regards to this kavod which we're talking about here, giving to the Zaken, which is not Jewish, that's tied to the fact that he's aware that you're doing it. The idea is to give him some respect. So if giving him the respect when he's not aware that you're giving it to him would not accomplish that. So there's no chiyuv in that situation to do anything. If he's aware of it, you can give him that kavod, that would apply. Now, does this concept apply to an elderly woman? Is this a halacha dafka an elderly man or even to an elderly woman? So the assumption of many poskim is this applies to an elderly woman as well, not only to an elderly man, but to an elderly woman as well. There is seemingly an Ariza which says that not to stand up for a woman, not to give that covered, but the assumption in halacha is that this most poskim hold that it does apply to women as well. So an elderly woman or an elderly man, a person has a chiyuv to stand up. In this individual who is somewhere in the middle, we said he's not a goy, which is clearly an inyan of giving kavod to the individual, and he's not a chacham, a tam chacham, where there's clearly a chiyuv to give independent whether regardless whether the person is aware of it or not, because it's giving kavod to Torah. What about a zaken amaretz? He's not knowledgeable, but he's a Jewish zaken. Does that require that the person is aware of it? So that's not clear to me. How you deal with that case? That case that's somewhere in the middle between these two cases. It's not clear to me. Is the main thing in that situation that only because he's being aware of the he's receiving the kavod? Or it's like the kavod of Torah that even though he's a zaken amaretz, but there's still element of, because he's Jewish, he deserves a certain amount of respect for his knowledge of Yiddishkeit and what he's learned about Yiddishkeit, etc. along the way. Maybe that's a chiyuv to give kavod for that. There is an interesting question, which we'll clarify. This case of the goy that we're being mechabed him, is it only if he at least keeps the Zion mitzvahs or not? And we'll talk about the rest of Hashem in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.